As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items. The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits, from Unknown Tome Publishing. A 4th edition D&D supplement for all levels, featuring 63 new unique treasures, including 6 item sets and 28 new hazards and terrain powers. The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits will have you critting and fumbling your way into D&D gold. Visit our website to pick up this product in print or as a PDF.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This week in Ripper Ball Z. Anya talks for a little bit. And then Yuli powers up.
Oh. My throat is so fucking scratchy.
How is that you picked the sick person?
But it's actually stolen button. This week in really bad dubbing.
The players will, the listeners will all get to see our mouths off track.
No, okay, let me read it. This week in really bad voice acting.
Hi guys! Who are we talking to? A werewolf.
Hi guys! Oh, okay, it's an effeminate werewolf.
Guys, don't hit me there! But stop it! Stop it!
I see his swing was waving there. That's a dude.
Oh, the Watchman.
You're right! I can make you explode! You tell me to put some pants on.
That's right, you try.
Okay, we won't tell you what, ask you politely.
Please put on Dr. Manhattan, would you please put on the pants? No. Blue Wang is going to conquer this planet.
Okay.
Whatever you say, Dr. Manhattan, sir.
Should we call you Mr. Wang now?
Mr. Wang Matt Wang Hatton. Alright. You guys had successfully downed a werewolf
after hunting him for several days
and determining, like good PCs, that you guys would go investigate the two hunters that weren't the werewolf.
Yep.
Then you guys promptly killed the third person, laughed, and left. They can deal with their own problems now.
And ran like crazy because someone wanted to get to a tournament.
Yep. Liam wants to go to a tournament. So.
I have to keep my sword play up.
Dude, that's
because fighting werewolves isn't enough?
Yeah. Well, they don't fight me with swords.
Until that one day.
Oh. What? That's not fair.
It's not against the rules.
Actually, yes, whenever he crits, it's on your least vulnerable spot, too. So if you don't have, like, armor on your legs, he'll bite
you. Is there a rule in fencing against biting people?
Well, probably. You kind of have the face mask, so... Yeah.
I don't think they'd have a rule against, because you have the face
they
mask.
They have a rule against not wearing your face mask. You can't bite someone through the face mask.
What if you could? You probably don't wear the face mask at this point in time. The face mask is actually probably a fairly recent development.
I couldn't tell you what I've looked
up.
I don't
know. Someone on the internet. Research when fencing face masks come out. That's important for today's game. And go. Oh, wait. This will be posted 2 weeks from now. Never mind.
Are you sure it'll be that soon?
The past while it's been my fault, because I'm like, here, Ethan, here's a month's worth of recording.
And Ethan just flips you off.
Well, he's been gone for a month. I don't feel bad.
Let's see, what should I look at?
He was off gallivanting in Maryland.
Might just look at fencing,
alright.
Equipment.
So, you guys catch a boat back, and Liam quickly, of course, dashes off to his nightly fencing tournament.
Nightly?
Well, fencing tournament at the night. What are you three doing? Are you going to go watch him? You're going to go back to the lodge and go, this is so not worth my time.
I am
going to
go heal. My arm still hurt.
That's a duel. Remember, he was taking the women, not leaving.
Yeah, I know.
You covered that. Like a few hours. You were dealing with training.
The women are in no way hurt.
If he,
they've got some bruises from being manhandled.
Or if he, those two.
Was that hurt?
Was fucking
no. That didn't hurt you because we were joking about that you being the tank.
That's right. And
but Liam
it's because this is the one time. This is the one time I failed my fear check.
Mm-hmm.
You going somewhere, Amanda?
Yep, I'm going to Bruce's.
What?
Bye.
She's going to Maurice's.
Maurice's? I thought you said I'm going to be racist. I'm going to a racist meeting. Awesome.
Enjoy your plan, group.
Damn it.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, trying to research it. He beat it to you, Internet.
That's right. Amanda isn't in this game.
Yes.
No.
Out of a moment there.
I thought she was in the game. Who's she going to play? Rudy?
Honestly, I thought she was getting pissed off that Ryan was here by himself, so she came out to just bother him.
Nah, she was just bored. She wanted to get out of the house. Anyway, in the 12th century, fencing included wielding a sword and a small shield or buckler.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also used to include a wide variety of weapons, including long swords, knives, rapiers, batons, bayonets, long sticks, spadroons, which I don't even know what that is.
A spadroon.
Similar weapons. Modern fencing has reduced the repertoire to three main weapons, mostly thanks to the Olympics.
Pretzel's actually kind of good.
Reduce my charisma to an 8.
Foils, and so, oh, here we go, mask. La Boisserie invented the fencing mask in 1780 to protect the head and face from accidental contact.
Oh, yeah. Then it's been in this tournament for over a century.
Yes.
Hey, I didn't know when it... I don't know...
Neither do I, dude.
No, yeah. No, this that's why I look it up, dude.
This is not common knowledge.
Yeah.
All right. Just remember, you were the one with tongues. If you're going to put your charisma to an 8... You're the one with
15 or 16 hit points or plus 1 strength modifier.
16 hit points? With how hard I hit you guys, you need every hit point you can.
So reduce my strength modifier down to a plus 6 rather than a plus 7.
No. I like you just do everything by yourself. You have 16 hit points. We have like 3.
Actually, I have 200 hit points.
Yeah, you do everything. You sit here and look pretty.
But he doesn't have any skills.
I've run out of things for you guys to hold in your left hands. God.
Ryan's assembling space marines. I got him hooked.
Oh, by the way, Tyler says you can use his space marines should you feel the need, since they are already assembled as space wolves.
Oh, neato.
So he's also got a bunch of extra weapons.
Well,
I do want to know what you three are doing.
I mean,
I'm going to the fencing tournament.
You're going to go watch the fencing tournament.
Are there sprues down here?
I'm going to the lodge.
I'm sorry, I wish, you the best of luck, but I'm going to go rest.
No problem.
Alright.
Do like a shift of watching as it that room.
I invite
the spiders now have little trench bags. You see they've got tiny field artillery.
You guys are like bored as hell.
No, you know what's funny? I think if they're at that point, they may have surpassed our technology. Because I think they're at World War II level tech right now. World War I level tech.
Yeah.
They're only about 16 years ahead of you.
That's true. Next time we leave and come back, they'll be having, you know, light machine guns.
No, there'll be a small mushroom cloud coming out of the corner. as the spiders look thermonuclear.
I invite everyone. I invite everyone at the lodge if they want to come.
Then the spiders come back with stone spears. They reduce themselves to the Stone Age.
Don't know.
Something slightly more entertaining than spiders, although if they have World War I weaponry, maybe not.
Don't know.
So what the hell?
World War
IV. Thank you, Einstein. Let's see. I'll roll a d6. And on a 5 plus, they'll happily show up. Travis.
No.
Din. Oh, sure! Why not? Thidon's like, hell no. Ruda. No. Voki. Yes.
Why not?
The Nord and the Scot are showing up.
Cool. Doesn't make any sense, but cool.
Not there, nor is Tony the ex-Cabal. So you have an American, a Nord, and a Scot.
Cool.
Cheering for the British guy.
Go get your multiculturalism.
None of us are outsiders anymore.
That's right.
God.
By the way, no, wait, sorry, you guys left the area for a little bit and reset... what was I going to ask? Did we get paid when we came back, or did we get paid right before we leave?
Yeah. Basically, they would give you your last paycheck as novices, which is £10.
Okay. Cool.
So I put one in front here.
Oh, so we all get £10?
Mm-hmm.
Neato.
How much do I get?
Do I get more because I'm rich?
You're both rich. I need to do that calculation really fast.
Okay. So you did say reduce my strength rather than my con, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. All right. Let's do 75,000 divided by 12 divided by 100. You two get an additional 62.5 pounds.
Wait, 72.5.
You're rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aren't you very rich? Oh, no.
Okay. She's rich and attractive.
Oh, that's right.
She's noble and attractive. Oh. Basically what every male suitor's looking for.
Holy crap, you have a lot of money.
So you said we get 72.5 pounds?
Yep.
You two, yeah.
80.
But you know what that means, right?
They have to...
You should know! That money goes quick.
She has to take the best of everything. He doesn't. He's just rich.
He's noble as well, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. She has a status of 10.
My status is 10. I can be 10.
Literally. You two are kind of like, she is so out of our social class.
Because I'm a 5. Now, I can get away with being like this to you, because I'm an American. We don't have a nobility.
Actually, the Americans value nobility probably more than the rest of the world, because they don't have any.
True.
So you're like, I don't know how to act around you.
I'll treat you like a lady. Take your coat, lay it on the puddle. She's like, this is London. There's a lot of those.
You must be very wet at the end.
why don't you just... here, I'll step on your coat, you can drag me.
Anywho. So Dan and... Liam! Where the bloody hell have you been, you bastard? You recognize this as... Wilbur!
Wilbur. I've been busy, Wilbur.
He's kind of your personal trainer / organizer of events.
Yeah, I've been busy.
Where the bloody hell have you been?
I joined a hunting lodge.
A hunting lodge? Does the hunting lodge pay your bills?
Actually, yes, they do.
Well, fine then.
Just saying.
Hurry up and get dressed. What? Is that a dog bite wound? What happened?
It's healed up, you know.
What'd you do? That must have been a... Look at the size of that thing. It must have been a Kodiak.
It was a couple years. Well, weeks ago, rather. Not years.
Mean yesterday?
You were hunting a bloody Kodiak!
No. This is a large dog. It's a wolf, really.
A wolf?
A large one.
What kind of... My God, man, you're mad. Anywho, your first the first contestant is up. He's a Frenchman. Expect all their normal dirty tricks.
Okay.
Interesting.
Give me a fighting roll. As opposed to his fighting roll.
Fuckers.
4.
You got a 6.
Damn.
If you accept it, you are knocked out of the tournament in the first round.
Oh, I can't do that.
Especially to a Frenchman.
6.
It looks...
Oh, 7 because of Florentine.
You do win. You're sitting there watching going, this is kind of sissy. Then you're going, you're like... Damn! of this here.
Don't have anything on good about boxing match, though.
But you barely pull it out of the Frenchman. Almost!
But then I remembered fighting the Hellhounds, and I was like, oh! There! Yes! The chink in the armor.
Shrink upon us! Alec, go ahead and give me a notice at minus two.
Well, let you two roll for, you roll for Din, you roll for
Voki.
It's a, they're just a D4 at minus two.
They don't have notice?
No, they have D4. It's a notice at minus two.
Oh, okay, if they didn't have notice, it'd be a minus four, that's right.
Yeah.
My notice is a D6.
So two D6.
Zero? Yeah.
You got better than me.
Those were like, yeah! Yeah! Look at that! Don't worry, that you will get chances to make this later, so if you fail it now, okay. Nope.
Two and a three.
You're far too concerned with it. Alright!
There.
Right out there, right out there. You're almost up.
That was
terrible. Losing your form. You almost looked like you were doing some sort of street fighting or something. And it looked like you were stabbing. You had this horrible image across your face, like you were stabbing at his knees, like he's a dog or something.
Well, I told you I was hunting wolves.
With a sword? Were you fencing wolves?
Well, yeah, it keeps me fresh.
My lord, man. Alright. Now, here's a pure-blooded Englishman. Some fancy dandy's great-grand-nephew who's someone important.
Yeah. I'll go easy on him, I suppose. Maybe.
Why the hell would you go easy on him? Bloody hell, this isn't chess. This isn't checkers. We don't take it easy on someone because they're fancy.
Well,
this is fancy. This is a man's fight.
We'll have to see.
All right.
Ten.
You beat him by a raise. He's sitting there going, ha 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 ha, and you're like, I've known all these disarmed staff.
What? I'm going easy on him.
Son, I told you weren't cut out for this.
You guys, since he got a raise, you actually get a nose check. It's just straight up normal. Here as well. He's really into this!
Seven.
Five.
Okay. Both you two. You remember there's something odd. You know, a lot of people at this point are watching Liam. But there's this group of about three or four people who seem to be paying particular attention to Liam.
Are they ladies?
No. They seem to be more like studying him than just watching him. Hmm. Now, you're not sure if it's like the competition's friends. You're not sure who it is, but they're studying him. Can't tell who they are or where they are. Well, you kind of have a vague feeling.
Huh.
If we can't see them.
Let me rephrase it. You saw them, but you can't keep track of them. Is that better?
Okay, so they're moving around.
Yeah, they're moving in and around the crowd.
Alright. Well, I guess the best they can do is keep an eye on him.
Alright. Third round! This one's a Spaniard!
Oh.
Damn Catholics!
Have we come into a Protestant? From them yet?
Huh?
Have we split off from
oh,
them?
Oh, yeah, you split off from them years ago.
Okay.
But watch out! He's good.
Oh.
They say he's trained with one of the best.
I'll be careful. So yeah, have I, though.
After this, you have one more.
14 strength, 18 dex, 16 strength.
Six.
17 dex.
Nine.
Ten.
Ten. Because of Florentine.
Mm-hmm. Once again, these are nothing compared to hellhounds. Or werewolves, or cultists. These guys you can protect, no problem. Easily bat them aside. You guys now get your notice checks. This time actually at plus two.
Four.
Six.
Eleven.
Alright, so Voki and you're still kind of trying to watch those guys, trying to pick them out. Did kind of points him and goes, "Boy, those are some ugly buggers." Oh, sorry. "Boy, those are some ugly people." Whoa, I need to get my accent straight.
I'm an Australian.
Froggy.
Scott.
I'm Scott.
Dwarf.
"Those are some ugly people." There we go. Back in my Scott voice. I look
at okay, him pointing. Okay, I do it too.
He's kind of pointing in the general direction. And you'll know some about a group of four people who seem to be, you know, kind of... They look like they're trying to blend in, but now that he's pointing out, you can actually identify them. These look like Englishmen, but they got bowler hats, and they don't look as... They look fairly middle class. They blend in really well. But all of them have canes, which you're pretty sure are sword canes. They don't look like... They all look English. They don't look like, you know, the Spaniard or the Frenchman's entourage or even the English guy's guy.
Hey, that's a lot of sword canes.
That's... Why the... Well, maybe they're sizing them up for the next tournament. I don't know.
Maybe we can keep our eyes open just to be safe.
Voki kind of nods and says, "Maybe I should go take a look at it."
Don't get yourself hurt.
Give me a stealth roll.
What's the stealth?
Your stealth is a d4.
Minus two?
Nope, not minus two. The minus two is only because of, you know, the crowd.
Yeah, and that's a four.
You probably get plus two in
this
crowd for stealthing.
12. 7 or 15.
So Voki disappears. Alright, kid. This is the last one. He's a real toughie. He's Italian.
Italian?
Italian.
What's with all these foreigners in this tournament?
Known for wearing red overalls and a cap.
he has a hammer.
They say that he fought, that he used to serve as a member of the Pope's secret guard.
Oh.
He's a dangerous one, this one.
Okay. I'm sure this is the one I'm going to roll a 1 on. 2-1.
This is the last round in the tournament.
Getting knocked out here, there's no real shame in it.
I suppose that's true. I got a 6.
You got a 6. Overtime!
8.
11.
I'll spend a G in Benny.
Oh, come on.
Fencing is also done by points. How many times you have stabbed someone
in
his
room?
Yeah.
Oh, this is just kind of a quick boil down version. Here we go. 11.
Overtime again.
Double overtime! Oh.
6.
I got a 6. Triple overtime! People are like, "Oh! 7.
5. Damn it.
This is for the... You'd come in second place as opposed to first.
And you had a good run.
Yeah.
This was an excellent fight. There's no shame in losing now.
No.
Yeah. Not triple overtime. Both of you are kind of doing it. At this point, it's the...
No, I'll take it.
All right. The Italian finally defeats him, he says. Ugh. You are an excellent fighter for Englishmen.
You're an excellent fighter for an Italian.
Well, we invented it, so.
You invented fighting?
Fencing. My.
No, Americans invented fighting.
So what was all that stuff before America was born?
Did you really guard the Pope?
Time travel.
Guard? No. But I know the Pope and I are on first name basis.
Should anyone technically be on a first name basis with the Pope?
Well, I know his name.
At this point, you know they're kept doing the Congratulations. And a celebration to you all. Today we had some excellent fights, especially the final round.
When did Texas? What?
I'm trying to actually look for the cap because it dropped.
Cap for what?
My soda. Quick!
It's directly behind the thing.
Ah,
dang it. Well, that was exciting. How did I do?
Is that your cheer?
Not bad, kid, not bad. Would have been nice if you were taken first. Damn shame the Italians won on English soil, but I guess we have to, you know, let it go to some of the lesser nations. It's not like their colonization's going terribly well. Their empire kind of, well, let's face it, it sucks.
Well, I almost won, like, 4 times. The GM used a Benny.
You used a Benny in the first round.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you
that would have been ashamed if I lost in the first round.
And I wanted to keep it exciting. Apparently it's more exciting than I originally thought.
I knew I could do it. It was just a matter of getting used to fighting humans again.
What?
Instead of wolves.
Turned out the wolves did you some good.
Yes, I suppose they did.
I don't think you've increased your fighting die since you started.
Nobody did take Florentine.
Yeah, true. The Florentine and Acrobat.
True.
Well, Dopnop, see you later, kid.
Yes. should we train sometime or?
Oh, as long as you come back to me after your wolf training. Bloody savage, I say.
Yes, well, I suppose learning a bit more form wouldn't hurt.
You were getting fairly sloppy.
Yes. But I did get a lot stronger.
Ah, yes. Well, doodles.
Yes.
Mustache. All right. Din and you, I guess, probably go meet up with Willem.
Liam.
Sorry. Willem. Wrong game. And Voki returns.
Learn anything?
They're Englishmen, all right. From here. From London, specifically.
Who's from London?
Some suspicious people were watching you.
Could you roll a d4 for me? Says you're on fire with a d4.
Two.
I wasn't on fire. Remember my rolls before?
They're gone now. They left, headed... They got a carriage and headed out. You can follow them if you want.
Seems kind of suspicious. I don't know.
I got nothing better to do this evening.
I'm not tired yet. Well, okay. I'm a little tired.
Give me a vigor check. Let's see, how many rounds of overtime did that last?
Triple overtime.
Three?
Yes.
Make a vigor check at -3.
Okay. Damn it. Hold on to your stupid plasma rifle, bitch.
Actually, that's a bolter.
No, it's a plasma rifle.
My hands are going?
Yes. Would you say spirit?
Vigor.
Vigor at -3, since it was 3 rounds of overtime.
-1.
-1.
You have 2 levels of fatigue.
I'm not tired yet.
Why don't you go home, Liam? We can take care of this. Sleep. Rest.
If you say
you've earned it.
Rest, Oberon. Heroes deserve their rest. Alright, so you guys hire a cat. Cat. Where you go? Where you going, Yank?
We're with those guys. Where are they going?
That's Voki. Where are we headed again?
Follow that taxi! Alright.
Hold on. Where'd you go?
Mood die?
Yeah.
Double.
Oh. I must have left it at Andres or something.
Okay. After you follow them for a short ways, the taxi begins taking evasive maneuvers. I think they noticed us. We're in a bloody carriage!
Yeah.